When you turn on your radio or open up the app and tune into KMUN, what do you hear? Music, news stories, interviews, hosts and programmers talking, sure, yeah, obviously. But all of this is evidence of something else, something unheard. Okay, bear with me. What you don't hear is the house in which KMUN's air room and studios are based. But it's there, creaking, being too cold or too hot, influencing the acoustics, subtly influencing emotions and, if you will, vibes. Do you hear the program director as they comb through radio show applications and interview and train people or submit documentation that keeps us out of trouble with the powers that be? Probably not. Though, of course, both past and present program directors have also had music shows on KMUN, so I guess you've heard them then. But do you hear our station manager applying for funding or balancing the budget? Do you hear our operations director toiling in the basement or off mic in the air room keeping that music or that public affairs show flowing? You don't hear our sales director driving up and down the coast making pitches to local businesses. I'm belaboring the point, but what I mean is there's this semi-invisible infrastructure behind every bit of radio you hear. And it's the spring break pledge drive. This is the state of the station. So it's time to hear from some of these people. We're going to talk about where KMUN is today and where things are going next. So to wrap up this probably unnecessary introduction, I'm Katie Frankowitz, news director for KMUN. With me are a whole bunch of KMUN staffers ready to talk to you about radio past, present, and future. First up, I'd like to introduce you to station manager Susan Peterson, the big boss who hates it when we call her the boss. Susan, hello.
Hello, good morning. Yes, I like coworker better. But I also, thank you for your great introduction. You know, I am not only the station manager here, but I'm the executive director of the Tillicum Foundation, which is the person who balances the budget and writes the grants and does the CPB funding, which I'm knee-deep in right now.
Sounds like a great time for you and not for me. I'm glad you're here, Susan, doing this work for us. Last time we did a State of the Station, KMUN was in the middle of celebrating 40 years on the air. That's a huge achievement for any small community radio station. We managed to pivot just, I think it was a day into that pledge drive to raise funds for a new generator when ours failed unexpectedly. We still hit our goals that pledge drive. We're in a really good place financially and operationally, so why are we still holding pledge drives?
Well, that's interesting. You know, years ago when Janet Freiberger, our past membership director, and I started having repeaters, people who give it to us every month or scheduled every year, we thought we could get to a place where we wouldn't have to have pledge drives anymore. Pledge drives are important because it also, besides bringing in the operational money that we need, we also ask new members, people who are listening. If you're listening and you're not a member, we'd love for you to become one. Our population here in our broadcast area is about 95,000 people. 1,200 of those people are members. So there's really a substantial way to grow there and get more people involved. We want you to come to us so we can get to know you. And otherwise, we just know you as listener.
KMUN is in a period of really great stability. And I think this is the other word to use, durability. It feels like we're just in a good place on a number of fronts. But in your mind, what work is ahead of us? What work needs to be done?
Well, we definitely need to work on the building. It's had some deferred maintenance, so we're doing that this year with some really great grants we've gotten. I think we could stabilize our translators a little better, maybe even make our reach a little bit bigger with those.
For listeners who may not be familiar, what's a translator, real quick?
A translator is a piece of equipment that picks up our main signal that's coming from Megler Mountain. It's usually someone who's behind a rock, like Tillamookhead. So Cannon Beach has a translator. Neocani, so Wheeler and Nehalem and Manzanita have a translator. South Slope, this big ridge that goes across the Astoria, South Slope has a translator because the broadcast does not go through rock.
And so this is equipment that just...
That's the utmost of my technical information.
So this is equipment that just needs a little bit more attention
yes.
these days.
Two of them need to be moved to more secure locations, and then we need to make sure they're always getting power to them. So that could mean generators, that could mean backup batteries that last quite a long time, and I'm looking into all that.
What else is on your plate?
Oh boy. Well, you know, first and foremost, my job, I feel, as station manager, is to make sure the staff is happy and make sure that everyone has what they need to keep to do their job. And this is the first time KMUN has had a human resource person who's a contract person with us. And she's really helped me a lot to make sure that we're following policy, we're diving into things right away instead of letting them sit on the back burner, and being proactive about those kinds of things. And I see that as really important so that people aren't burning out, they have a good work-life balance, and come to work happy and creative. And I think it shows. I think you can hear it on the radio that everyone here that works here is very happy right now.
And I'm glad you're mentioning staff, because we're just saying it's the largest staff KMUN's had.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's just say yes. it's a pretty safe bet. We have a really large staff right now. It's much larger than we've definitely seen in the recent past. That comes with some opportunities and some challenges. Can you break that down for me a bit?
Yeah, well, we have 6 full-time employees and 2 part-time employees. And I do think that is the most we've had. And, you know, just loosening up, you know, we've always said everyone wears a lot of hats, you know, but I think the less hats we each wear and our more, you know, our skills and our talents are focused on those tasks, the better job we can do to make KMUN. I mean, now that we all have a little bit of breathing room with, you know, our big staff, I think we can get there.
So I want to circle back a little bit. We talked about the translators and some other things for this year, but I guess thinking, you know, in terms of like the pledge drive is happening right now, we're asking people for their money. I guess, what are some of the things that we're hoping to do in this next year that this funding will help us accomplish?
Well, this money that we're asking for isn't really project oriented. It is operations. And as any budget, you know, you do your household budget, it increases every year. Utilities are more expensive. You know, we're trying to give people good wages here. So there's a small increase every year. Programming costs more. Everything goes up a little bit every year. And so this is money for that, really, for operations.
One last question before I let you go. If there was one bird that you hoped everyone knew about, what bird would that be and why?
Oh, Katie, I want everyone to know about every single bird.
You have to pick.
Okay, I just told someone this morning about the beautiful swans at Svensson Island. If you go to Svensson Island when it's high tide and right before the sun sets, you'll hear the tundra swans and trumpeter swans, if they're there, not honking, not making any other sound they ever make. It's this beautiful lullaby that they're saying goodnight to the world, and it's really spectacular.
I love that, Susan. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move over to Operations Director Viridian Haugen, who you also might know as Viri. She comes to us by way of the arts and music scenes, and she's taken on this job head on. Your first week, was it? Involved a power outage and an emotionally unavailable generator. You were just thrown right in. Could you give listeners a flyover of a typical day for you at KMUN?
Well, there may not be a typical day for operations with KMUN, but most days there's just general maintenance and organization for our automation systems and our equipment, and general communication between staff and programmers to get everything on the air.
We're in this, you know, flux at the station during COVID. There are some changes that were made to how programs were delivered. We're still living in some of those changes. Some of it, you know, has helped us be even more efficient. But you're coming up against a system that needs some tweaks, that needs some attention. What are you going to be paying attention to in this next year?
Well, we're kind of in a trial and error process. We're trying different things. And I'm also trying to make space for the range of methods and approaches that people take to it so that people can operate on their best level and how it works for them, but also trying to get things to be more in unity and compatible with each other.
When you're talking about kind of different approaches people can take, can you give me like a concrete example of what you have in mind?
Well, there's just the base level, whether somebody does live or a pre-recording. And that's just one way that the programmers operate differently.
What do you find most exciting about being at KMU? And what drew you here? What's keeping you here?
The most exciting thing is the community. It's much more fulfilling to work for a community than, say, retail or corporations. There's real people behind it and real passion involved, and it's really a gift to see that happening every day. And one of my favorite things is just to see what people like and how they respond to music. And I think it really brings us all together.
You come from a music background. What are you listening to right now?
Well, lately I've been going through some of my old music, just trying to experiment with programming my own show. And I realized that I've been listening to so much Brazilian music for the past few years that I was trying to find some variety in that. And it's just all Brazilian.
What kind of music are we talking about when we're talking about Brazilian?
Composers, musicians, singer-songwriters, and a lot of instrumental.
Very cool. Anything that you would like people to be aware of about operations when they come into the station? Anything you'd really, if people were to know one thing about operations here, what would you want them to know?
There's no end point. There's always active projects, and there's not going to be a completion for that. It's very day-to-day. So the best thing to know is that the operations department has to be adaptable, and things change every day.
All right. Well, Viri, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. We're going to turn to our newest KMUN staffer, Andy Eddy. He is our business development director. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
I'm originally from the East Coast. Moved out here in 2011. I enjoy biking and hanging out with my cats and walking around in this beautiful landscape we have out here.
Important question. What are your cats' names?
Lucille and Buttercup.
Thank you, Lucille and Buttercup. What brought you to KMUN?
Honestly, what brought me to KMUN is the programming, the culture here, and how it's just a vital part of this community, which I really love.
For people who aren't familiar with your job here, could you just give us a rundown of a typical day?
Typical day, I come in the morning, make coffee if I'm the first one here, so everybody's happy. I'll check in with the program director, Jack, and engineer Viri about underwriting questions. I'll check in with Emma, our creative director, about things for the current. And then it's all about communicating with our clients, our underwriters and our advertisers, and just seeing what their needs are for the day. And then usually the second half of the day, I'm out on the road meeting new people and new clients.
So for those of listeners who aren't familiar, underwriting, those are the business messages that you'll hear throughout our programming. And Andy is responsible with, you know, talking with those folks, recruiting people to support us in that way on the radio. And this work, yeah, takes you up and down the coast. Tell me a little bit about what you're learning and seeing while you're just out and about in this new way in the community.
Yeah, I'm learning, you know, how diverse our community is and how large our community is. Sometimes if you're just in Astoria, you're not really seeing anywhere else. And we have community up in the Long Beach Peninsula. We have community down in Tillamook. And one of the biggest things I'm seeing is how our community sticks together, how a lot of small businesses support each other. And I think that's really rad.
What are some of the projects or, I guess, goals that you might have for this coming year? I know you're still fairly new here, but I'm sure you've been thinking about it.
My goal is to connect KMUN with more of the community, more diverse community, and honestly just keep the standard of what has been created here over the years and keep that going.
All right. Well, Andy, thank you so much for making the time today.
Thanks, Katie.
Last but certainly not least, we're going to move over to a familiar presence on the KMUN airwaves. Mr. Jack Harris, a longtime programmer and volunteer here at the station, has also sat on the Tillicum Foundation board, and now you're on staff as the program director, taking over the job for Emma Geddes, who has shifted into an entirely new position here at the station. So, Jack, you've been involved with the station for how many years, would you say?
I would say 26.
Okay, not 200?
No, 200 was kind of an exaggeration, maybe.
Okay. What has it been like to take on this new role and interact with the station from a staff position?
As opposed to volunteer and board member?
Exactly.
It's I get to work on a team that I really appreciate all the work that our people are doing around me, and it's been very encouraging, and it's keeping me on my toes. I feel not pressure, but a lot of, I got to keep up. So I don't want to be the weakest link on the team.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, someone has to
be. But I guess there's time to find out.
Just so it's not me.
Find out. any parts of the job that have been surprising to you, even though you've had this long history with KMUN?
I'm surprised by the scope of program director. I kind of thought I knew what I was applying for, but basically I was just looking at, it's kind of a cliche, but the tip of the iceberg, and there's a whole bunch of it underwater right now. And I'm standing on the shoulders of people like Emma and Elizabeth, who have built this thing up over the years, and even people prior to them. I've had the pleasure of digging through a lot of old files in the office and just seeing how this whole thing has been built and built and built. And I just want to continue that work.
So I've been seeing you meet with KMUN programmers, you know, for the last several weeks now. And I know you're thinking about different types of programming, either that we could introduce or enhance programming we already have that we could, you know, change up in some ways. But what are your plans for this year?
I've learned really quickly to not make big general announcements about change. But I'm going to get the programming committee back together and to help guide me through some of those changes. But really, meeting with the programmers has been great, because that's what I want to bring to the station, is really motivated, thoughtful, passionate people about whatever genre of music or topic or community-involved thing they want to get on the radio. That's what really drives me, is giving those people the opportunity to get their voices out there.
You mentioned, was it programming committee?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Programming committee is, there's a group of folks who've been involved with the station for a long time, and they kind of know the history of why shows are played when and what shows are played. And when you propose a change, or they propose a change, it kind of gives you more than just your own spur of the moment idea about to do something. It gives you a little more structure as to how to approach changes in programming and programs. And it also, they're going to look back at people that are already programming at ways that people can improve.
Are there any programs you're really excited about right now?
Again, it's the people, but I've found a new love for the evening jazz. I don't know why I hadn't tuned into it as much in the past. But once the news block is over and it goes to the jazz, it's just a really nice time to be hanging out in the kitchen and looking out the window at the view and making dinner.
Are there any programs that you'd really like to direct people to? Like, maybe we have some new stuff on the air in the last several months. Like, is there anything out there that you'd recommend to somebody besides evening jazz?
You know, I want to recommend that everybody has a radio on their kitchen counter, because there's going to be something out there for you. I can't point to anything in particular, because then I'd have to leave out 99% of the rest of the programming. And there's always something amazing. If you don't like it, come back in a few minutes.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Jack.
Did I evade that question well enough?
It was a great evasion. You know, I would say top 10 evasions I've ever been given. Well, with that, we are going to call it. Thank you so much for joining us today for State of the Station. Thanks for tuning into KMUN. Thanks for being a part of this coastal community. And my personal recommendation to everyone is to question everything and keep supporting KMUN. Thanks so much.